Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy and excitement because they are now listening to the Mark Unger Show.
Gunga the show.
They are listening to the Gunga the show. And we're so glad that you're listening to the show because this is the show that talks all about
marriage.
And I am, of course, and the one, the only, Mark Gunger.
You can't handle the truth.
Along with me, the darling, ever darling, Diane Brierley.
What have I done to deserve this?
And the always thoughtful and serious Ross Alan Skorzewski.
Yeah.
What was that?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay.
Jim Carrey and, what is his name?
Sounds like our show.
Jeff Daniels,
yes.
I love that show.
It is good.
It is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Right up there with Princess Bride.
My wife hates that movie.
Princess Bride or Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber. You ever watch that movie?
I do watch it occasionally. My kids love it.
That is a funny, I don't care.
The birdie part is hilarious to me. When the bird's dead.
Oh.
When the bird's dead, the birdie part with a dead bird. With the dead bird, you're looking at me like I'm talking about a different movie.
When he tapes
the You're thinking of the same thing that I'm thinking of.
I thought I was talking about the owls.
The Hooters.
When he goes, look at them Hooters.
Well, of course that's what you would think of.
Man's going, what? There was a dead bird in there?
Anyway, welcome to the Mark Unger Show, where we talk about all things concerning marriage, your marital questions, your relational frustrations, your delating dilemmas.
Your dating dilemmas.
And listen to the show. This is the show where we talk about the things. Obviously, we can't talk on the show, but we do it nonetheless. If you have a relational dilemma, you can email it to us at radio@markgunger.com, and we will opine upon your situation. You get to remain totally honest, which gives us permission to be totally anonymous. We get to be truly, brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably should start the show over again because I can't talk. Anyway, let's keep going.
See if it gets any better. Okay. Somebody else gets to opine today about what it is that you said. On a recent blog post on our website, we posted an article all about your rant over the importance of fathers with all of your statistics and the Swiss studies and the MSN and all of that about how fathers really do influence their children. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the studies basically show that men have much greater, the most, you know, conservative study would say, when I say conservative, mm-hmm. actually in the most liberal blog that we saw or on MSNBC,
article.
They said that men have twice
the
influence over the moral decisions of a child.
So this was the basis of the article that we posted.
So she's upset because they're saying that men have more effect on the moral decisions.
She doesn't like this. So this is what she's saying. I am a clergywoman for 30 years, pastoral psychotherapist for 20, wife for 27 years, mother for 25, and daughter of God for 51 years. Please don't continue to label feminists with the original tone of the movement, which had to commence with many strong, angry women in order to be heard by the male brains. I am a clergy.
Well, sorry, it's funny because she's already an angry woman.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just adding too much anger to the way I'm reading it.
No, I think you're doing fine.
No, okay. I mean, Don't say we're a bunch of angry women. You tick me off.
I am a clergy. Okay. I am a clergy and a therapist who continues to be disappointed by the character and behavior of most men every day. Just read the paper. The vast majority of crimes are committed by men, even Christian men. At times, most of my client caseload consists of Christian women who have been emotionally, mentally, spiritually abused by their Christian husbands. As for the studies you reference, there are more that say that an environment of respect and peace produce the most well-adjusted children and adults, even God-loving folks. The penis is not the only or best conduit of God's grace.
What? I'm shocked. I thought it was. It's all about the penis.
All people need to be
when
valued.
When did I ever say it's all about the penis?
Well, apparently she thinks that's what you were saying.
What about the wiener?
That's right. Maybe that's what you said. All people need to be valued and encouraged, no matter what their gender. Your emphasis on man versus woman type of teaching continues the dangerous stereotyping that will keep me in business for a long time.
This show is very dangerous.
My husband and I have been marriage enrichment leaders for 25 years. Our biblical model is Jesus. We are equal in his eyes and are equal in our marriage. Our democratic context is crying out for me leaders who will value the kind of loving relationship that Christ modeled, not based on gender, but based on an incarnational sacrifice. She was not happy with you.
What was this about again?
The importance of fathers. But she didn't like his feminist blend.
I wasn't slamming women.
No, you weren't.
All I was saying. And I'm not always constantly saying.
No.
Have you listened to this show? Good grief. I'm slamming men all the time.
I know.
Stupid is a stupid does. What I'm saying is all studies show when it comes to the moral, the influence on the moral decisions of children, that fathers have, at a minimum, double the influence. Many of the other studies show it's much higher. So that's all I said, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Check your medication.
Well, there was another reader who wrote in with a brilliant rebuttal. So I wanted to read that. He said...
A rebuttal.
To...
This is what you do when you run into a butt. You use a rebuttal.
So he is rebutting what this gal just said.
All right.
You contradict yourself with the so common claim that there are...
Me?
She's talking to her, the woman who I just read. You contradict yourself with the so common claim that there are these different nuances of feminism that have veered away from the original angry mods. Not so fast. Yes, there are nuances, but all feminist dogma, including yours, falls under one umbrella, that being women are superior to men.
Yeah.
By pointing to a fact about male criminality, you establish from the start what Christian feminists thrive upon, which is the perception that women are spiritually and morally superior to men. An environment of respect is not something logically juxtaposed to two parents versus one parent households. You would compare an environment of respect to an environment of disrespect. There is zero logic in taking the two comparisons, one parent environment versus two parent and the respect versus disrespect and mixing them as you did. It's nonsense.
Nonsense.
He made zero claims about respect levels, nor did the studies. Please learn to limit yourself to what's written.
Well, would I like to see that happen?
Seriously.
Actually limit yourself to what I say and what is written.
Instead
see what happens. People
they
hear what they extrapolate.
Yep.
Sure. They hear what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Your mention of equality, etc., is also totally irrelevant to this article. It's more of a general rant against the writer than a specific rebuttal of his points. This, however, is the tactic of feminist discourse, throwing enough facts at the wall, regardless of their actual applicability to what's being stated, then derive conclusions that simply do not flow from what has been said.
Well, I got that right. I like this guy.
Why do you have an agenda to prove that men are not influential to kids? That's the question. I'm so thankful that men and some women are waking up to rampant feminism in the church as the primary family destroyer in the church. Your side has done a masterful job selling fear of patriarchy based on 50-year-old social norms. But people eventually scratch their heads asking, where's all this male dominance, they say, to fear? Most marriages do happily comport as equals, and that's fantastic. But in the arena of morality, you and the sisters have claimed a high ground that you no more deserve than men or any other subset, be it race or gender.
Wow. There is the rebuttal to the butt.
I thought that he did a good job.
Well done.
A applaud you, sir.
Wow, I love it.
And
love
it is a sir.
Then I don't have to take time to defend myself. Others jump in to defend me.
That is
fabulous.
That is right. Because you are not like bashing women or saying that men are better. You're just saying fathers are important.
I'm saying that fathers have a greater impact on the moral decisions of a child. Mm-hmm. All studies show it, and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, stick it someplace.
careful.
I will not say.
Careful.
Because then that would call for a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. A rebuttal.
Wow.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Should we jump into an email?
Sure.
Hi, Mark. How can my husband and I deal with his corrupted mind and and our sex life?
Oh, my goodness.
We have been married 3 years, and he has had an addiction to porn for almost 15 plus years. As of right now, it's not an ongoing thing. He is in the Army, done 1 year-long deployment where he struggled with it, and in three months from now, he'll be deployed again for another year. Oh, anyway, my point and question is, how can we work at having a normal sex life and him not just having fantasies and expecting me to act like a porn star every time we have sex? Is there hope for a normal sex life? I did know about the problem before we were married. I always figured he did, and then he admitted it to me. It went from, I stopped doing it when we met, to I stopped doing it when we got married, and I believe that. I know he doesn't watch porn while he is at home. It's only when he's deployed. Now, first off, I want to say my husband knows it's wrong. He doesn't want to do it and hates himself for it. I told him just a few weeks ago.
Well, then, stop.
She told him a few weeks ago that she didn't care if he masturbates while he's gone. And he said, yeah, but it's a gateway to porn. So I don't think it's as easy as just saying don't do it. And another question she has is, do you think it's okay to make
it? It is that simple. Don't do it.
Yes.
Good grief. Look, people, if you believe you're an animal, and you're like a toad. I see a picture of a toad here. I don't know why. Why is there a toad there?
Because it's that Finding Your Prince Charming in a Sea of Toads book.
Okay, so if you got a toad, the toad can only do what toads do. They are hardwired.
To be toads.
They have no moral values. They're not human beings. They don't die and go to toad heaven. Mm-hmm. They're just toads, okay? If you believe you are essentially a toad, then go with that and enjoy your toad of a life. Okay? I mean, what do you expect me to say? What do you expect me to say?
Right.
Now, I don't believe you're a toad. I don't believe that we are animals that cannot make decisions. I don't believe we have no control over our behavior. It's absurd. We basically believe there's two lines of thoughts, that people can control their behavior and people who believe that they cannot control their behavior.
Right.
We have been taught in a Christian worldview that essentially people cannot control their behavior. Because we are sinners. Well, that is true in a sense that we struggle with the power. But Jesus came to set us free from the power of sin. As believers, we can control our behavior.
Yes, you can.
You're saying everybody's perfect? No, that means sometimes we mess up. I understand that. But once in a while, messing up is one thing.
Right.
To say, I can't.
Right.
I can't quit committing adultery.
Right.
I can't stop lying. I can't stop cheating. I can't stop masturbating and looking at porn. Of course you can't. I'm sure he's sitting laying in bed and little porn gnomes come at night and drag him kicking and screaming against his will and throw his hand on his wiener and manipulate himself while he's looking at visions on screens. I'm sure he has no control. He has to do that. Is that really your worldview? If that's really your worldview, what do you expect me to say? Well, I think maybe they're saying, well, let's pray that Jesus will make it all go away.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, go with that. See how that works for you. Because I promise you, there are millions of people who are praying that Jesus will just make stuff go away.
Yeah.
But they're totally divorced from what they get in life and what they do.
Yeah.
Sure.
What I do, I do. I can't control what I do. That's the thinking. We talked about this yesterday. Well, I can't help what I do. Right. I do what I do. And it doesn't matter what I do. It's just what I believe. Well, it's ludicrous and absurd. So good grief, if you're really buying in that a man cannot control himself, then why are you emailing me?
He can't just say no.
And she's bought into this.
Well, that's what she's saying,
because
right?
Because she said, I don't think it's as easy as just saying don't do it. She thinks that it's not that easy.
Oh, nobody said it was easy.
No, it's not easy.
Going to
you
war
just don't
is
do
not
it.
Easy. Doing your job is not easy. Raising children is not easy. What? Where? Where do we equate doing the right thing with easy? It can't be the right thing because it would be easy if it was the right thing. Are you
That's
wrong. Crazy, of course.
That's wrong thinking.
Your marriage. I mean, and even you, dear. You know this stuff. All the other women out there, I hope you guys are listening. Especially you single ones. Listen to these women. She's 2 years, what? Is it two?
Three.
3 years.
3 years, she's in hell. 3 years. When, even if normal people would do everything incredibly wrong, it would take them decades to get to hell. She's in hell in 2 to 3 years. But she knew about this going in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you marry him? Well, because I loved him
Thought I could change him.
Oh, you just can't go there with these guys if they have it. You just can't do it.
And then she defends, it's not just as simple as just saying, no, okay, then what do you think the answer is, dear?
Well, she has another question.
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, the people who argue with me about this, well, you can't just tell them, no, okay, so what exactly are you doing? I know people say, well, you just need to fast and pray and have accountability groups. And so really, that's where we're at. We're grown men and we need to sit around and hold hands and sing Kumbaya so we don't masturbate. Mm-hmm. This is where we're at. See, I reject it. Look, I know some of you guys think I'm wicked and hard and evil, and I just do not buy the premise that a man has to stare at porn and yank on his wiener until he has an ejaculation. That he has to do that. What you're saying is they have
to do it.
To do this.
There's a gun to my head.
If you really believe you
have
to do it and there's nothing, well, then you're just wasting your time right now. I don't know what you expect me to say.
Right.
Because it's ludicrous. Of course you don't have to do it.
No, they think they've come up with a solution. They want to know if
all right, let's hear their magic solution. Okay.
They want to know, do you think that it's okay to make a sex tape? My husband seems to think it would help him a lot and thinks he could just use that during deployment and not have to watch porn.
I'm sorry, but just your expression.
But then she follows that up by asking, how can we work towards having a functional sex life and not just living out his fantasies, only seeing me as a sex object?
Well, darling, I don't know, if you dear. Make a how about sex we tape? Stop with the idea of doing a sex tape?
If you make a sex tape, what do you think he's going to see you as? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but it's like
who else is going to see the sex tape? And once it's posted on the internet, and then we can all watch your sex tape.
No, apparently that's not a reasonable solution.
Sweetheart, come here.
Uh-oh.
Come here. Uh-oh. Get down right here. Uh-oh. And stick your head in the toilet! You need a swirly. Now, here's a man. Let me tell you how bad this is. What he's saying is, okay, because even I will concede. It's a concession, too, because I don't think a man ever has to masturbate. Ever, ever, ever. That's my personal opinion. Because I don't think we're toads.
Right.
I don't think we're animals. But if you're arguing that, oh, he's deployed for a year, he has to masturbate or he'll explode. Okay? So I will concede, okay, think about your wife and masturbate. I still think it's pathetic sex. I think, but see, here's a guy who's so into porn that
years.
Just thinking about it, he can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. To see
he has to have a picture of you, the video of you.
See, if he was healthy at all sexually, he could just sit there and think about you and yank on his little wiener and get his release.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which, again, I think is pathetic and sad that any guy think he has to do that, but he got to. Okay, I'll cut you slack on it. But never does a man have to look at porn. You never justify that.
Right.
I mean, come on. Jesus said if a man thinks about another woman, he commits adultery. He fantasizes about it. He said that's adultery. So you get these Christians writing you, almost asking, say, well, you have to. Really? Then poor Jesus. See, I think Christians think Jesus was an idiot.
Well, they act like it or they talk like it,
They think Jesus was a moron. We like the fact that Jesus died for my sins, so I don't have to be responsible for life. That much we like. But everything else Jesus said, Jesus didn't really know what he was talking about.
You're right.
I mean, I'm for a loss. I don't know.
I know. You're
if just if as a Christian, Jesus says if you look at another woman with lustful thoughts, you commit adultery. That's wrong. But yet we argue, well, isn't it okay to do that and masturbate? Now, if looking and just having the thoughts is wrong, how can you masturbate and that not be wrong? How can you ever, how can any Christian who believes it's okay to look at porn and masturbate is deluded, is deceived,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is insulting God,
mm-hmm.
thinks Jesus is an idiot, but yet they claim to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can come up with your reasons and excuses all day long, but don't bother to write this show. It is never okay for a man to look at porn and masturbate. It's just not. Now, if he's going to act like he's going to die, if he doesn't ejaculate, then he can think about his wife. I cut you that slack. I still think even that's stupid, but I'll cut you that. But now this guy has to have you act out on a video because thinking about you won't do it for him. And I promise you, dear, if you do the sex tape, he will look at this image and he'll masturbate 5, 10, 15, and pretty soon it won't do it
for him. It won't do it.
Right, exactly.
It will lose its
Because he'll have to go look at something else.
Yep.
Because he's out of control. He thinks he's a toad. He can't control himself. He's an animal. And as long as he believes that, what are you going to do? He doesn't have to masturbate. He doesn't ever, 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 ever. I'll tell you what. If he goes for a year without masturbating, and when he comes home, I promise you, he will not need to look at porn.
Oh, he won't. Absolutely not. All of what they're dealing with will be gone, right?
All he will want is you.
Yep.
You won't have to act anything out.
You have no fantasies.
He won't have to have any fantasies about anything because it will all be about you, dear. Mm-hmm. You want to have a great sex life where it's just about you? Stop the porn. And don't video yourself, dear God, doing who knows what. It won't do it for him anyway. It'll never be enough. He has to stop. And I'm going to take a break. I can't take it anymore. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true. But it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Right on the love train. That implies participation of two people, not sitting by yourself and masturbating like a loser. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show, a show that is decidedly anti-masturbation. Good grief.
Okay, I dug through the pile.
Good grief.
I dug through the pile.
Just irritates the snot out of me.
I found an email that just
fits
with this.
We can't help it. We can't. Everybody has to masturbate. If you don't masturbate, the world will explode.
No.
My penis will light on fire.
No. No.
My vagina will fall off if I don't masturbate.
No.
Get a grip, people.
No, they
not literally.
Gripping. That's the problem.
No gripping allowed.
No, here's the thing. If you buy the premise that you
have to
do it, you lose.
Yep.
All you, listen to me. All y'all out there. If you buy the premise, you have to have an ejaculation or for a woman, whatever the heck she has, And it's all pathetic. But all studies show that when you do it by yourself, it's a hollow imitation of an actual orgasm. It's not an orgasm. It's a pathetic. That's why some of you guys got to do it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day. Because it's not the real deal. But if you buy in your premise that you have to ejaculate, you have to, then you're done. It's over. You're toasted.
Then why feel bad about it?
I have to have an orgasm. I have to masturbate myself, ladies. That's what they think. Well, then you have to. Well, what are you going to do? You have to.
If you have to.
Forget what God says. Forget what the Bible says.
I wouldn't feel bad about it then either.
You have to.
Right?
If you have to, why feel bad?
Yeah, why waste all that emotional energy feeling bad about something you're not going to change anyways?
You have to.
No, you don't have to.
You have to breathe. That I get. You have to drink water.
Yeah.
You have to eat.
Yeah. You don't have to masturbate.
You don't even have to bathe.
You don't have to.
That's highly recommended.
I highly recommend it.
I would really prefer that you do bathe.
But you have to. You don't have to masturbate. But people think it's the same thing.
I have to. And I know, not because every. And look, I do a lot of work with the military. I love these guys. But even the chaplains and everybody's like, Mark, they have to masturbate.
No,
they don't.
They don't.
Oh, they look at you like you dropped in from Mars.
Because everybody believes you have to.
You have. If you don't ejaculate, you'll die.
Most people believe that you have
to. All right. Well, you guys go with that.
Okay.
Have a great life.
I dug down through the pile to this email because your last rant before the break made me think of this. So this gentleman had a really good insight that he wrote in I want to share with you. He said, I love the show and wish I had learned of your teachings before I got married. Maybe my marriage wouldn't be the mess it is today. Hopefully it can be saved and God willing it will be. I've been giving the Laugh Your Way DVD as wedding presents these days. I was listening to the January 21st show and Mark was going off on a woman who claimed to be a Christian but was sleeping with her boyfriend after only a few dates. Can't imagine that, Mark going off on anybody, but apparently you were. He said, I read an article recently that was talking about the concept of Christian light, which I think is what you are seeing here. These people aren't really Christians, and I know that is a big call, but wait. They are really what might more accurately be called the moral therapeutic deist, or MDTD. God is in their life in some loose sense, but the God they seek to worship just provides some very basic and pretty flexible moral rules, providing some solace and comfort, but doesn't really involve himself in their lives and doesn't make much in way of demands. Unfortunately, this sort of thing is all too common in many churches today, and I think you'll find it describes many of the people who call themselves Christians but really live like pagans. Just a thought.
I agree with you. Absolutely agree with them.
That's exactly what it is.
That's it. I don't think there are any more Christians than the man in the room, to be honest with you. No. That's why yelling, screaming, getting their faces on it. If you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. Yeah. But you know, Jesus said on Judgment Day, many, many will not get into the kingdom of heaven, and they'll be shocked that they won't. So, well, I believe in you. I believe you won't get in. These are the people who say are Christians, but they live like hell. All right, be back right after this.
Laugh Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife. And today, we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want, resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. and that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
Something to talk about here on the Mark Gunger Show, sadly. This is the show that talks about marital questions, relational dilemmas, blah, 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 blah. You can email them to radio@markgunger.com, and we'll do our best to opine about it. There's people all over the world, 136 countries to date. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 136 countries and territories.
136 countries and territories.
Listening to this program.
I thought that was pretty cool. That's a lot.
We're taking over the world. I will become the dictator of the universe.
The top five are the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, and Poland.
See, Poland. Polish people, mm-hmm. You gotta love them.
Mm-hmm.
Ross is Polish.
Top five.
I am. It's funny, someone asked me the other day.
Are you kidding? Poland?
Poland's number five. New Zealand, South Africa, Romania, Czech Republic, and Bulgaria round out the top 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Paul, how come you people in Poland don't have us come speak in Poland?
I'd have to go, though.
You can come along.
I'd be the,
you can translate.
Like the ambassador. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You'd someone asked me when I said my last name is Skorzewski, what is that? Is that Polish? I said, no, that's Native American. Yeah, it's Polish.
You don't speak it, though. You don't speak.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I do not.
He can't be your translator.
But he could be cool.
I could be cool.
Yeah. He could be the American metrosexual in Poland. Okay.
Go ahead,
sorry,
Diane.
Ross. I owe you so big. I owe you so many. Just sit here all the rest of the week and take it. That's
when you
all
talk,
I gotta say. Darth Vader, thank you.
Your helmet's coming next.
Thank you.
All right, someone's going to put a picture of Diane with a
helmet.
With a Vader helmet on.
You can put it on anybody
now.
Because it doesn't matter. Just stick it on my body, I guess. Okay, I'm continuing in the same vein here.
Don't mess with Diane.
Just don't mess with me.
She gets really ticked.
Okay, we're continuing in the same vein, just because if I'm mad, then you can be mad too. This writer is actually from Vienna, Austria.
I've been to Vienna.
Yes, I know.
I was
you
in
have.
Vienna, Austria.
Vienna.
Austria?
That's where they have the little sausages.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country.
I just stumbled across your program early this week, and it's just cool, honest and candid and refreshing. I've been co-leading a youth group here in Vienna, Austria, for a few years, and of course, there was a lot of stuff going on. One of the biggies has always been that there were always people and groups of people who seriously claimed that the Bible is not clear about whether... I'm trying to go on. Seriously. I'm just trying to keep going.
Okay, we're juvenile. We're juvenile.
Get
how sophomore? Jeez, Mr. Gunger.
I mean, I'm trying to ignore you and just keep going.
Of little sausages. We just
lost Austria.
I'm sorry. I was thinking it was those little, the little Vienna sausages, those little wiener things. I was not
what
thinking.
What about the wiener?
Oh,
yes,
come on.
Yes, okay.
Oh,
all right, so
like the cocktail all right, weenies.
So
come on,
we're 6 years old. I get it. Okay, okay, we just got to recover here.
I was just doing my best to try to ignore you. You just could not. Yeah. Seriously,
we couldn't breathe. Okay.
You're not. Are you okay?
Listen, just for the future, don't refer to an entire country as the land of little sausages.
I did. I said they have those there.
No, you did not say they have those. You said Austria. Oh, yeah, the land of the little wieners. Or sausage, whatever you said.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
12-year-old sophomore boy. My mind doesn't go there. Yeesh.
All right.
Okay, so he has a problem with the Christians there that claim to be Christians, but they say that the Bible is not clear about whether or not believers should have sex before marriage. He wants to know, how do you deal with that stuff within a Christian group? I try to talk to the guys because my guess is that they just want to justify their behavior because they can't find the sentence, thou shalt not have sex before marriage.
There is no verse that says that.
That's why they're saying. They say the Bible isn't clear because that line isn't there. He said, I even approached a young 23-year-old co-leading couple. They're leaders in the church. And he asked them, hey, what about you guys? Are you having sex? And man, was that my death sentence. Outrageous. That's none of your business, they told him. I thought I was in the wrong movie or something, he says.
Okay, let's
see. What do you do with that?
It doesn't say, thou shalt not have sex. What it does say is you should never look upon the nakedness of someone else that you're not related to. Okay, so I guess if you can have sex completely blind, maybe that
works.
Keep your eyes closed.
Also, the Bible condemns fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't say thou shalt not screw somebody.
I don't think people understand what fornication is.
Means screwing somebody. Okay?
Who you're not married to.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Okay? That's having sex out. You're married and having sex with someone else. And this is a question to people? I mean,
apparently.
Amazing.
What would be one of the biggest, I mean, if there was a scripture, though, to really point people in the direction of saying, you know, becoming one
flesh.
You
know, what we ought to do is just compile.
So we can send
them to a place on the website that just, all the stuff about sex. You know, because people say, well, there's nobody the Bible says. Yeah.
There's no place the Bible says.
Okay. Let me ask you, your Christian friends this. Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman, he commits sin in his heart, lusting after her. Okay. Now, it doesn't say thou shalt not screw somebody. But he says, if you look at a woman and fantasize in your heart, you sin. Well, if that's sin, how can screwing somebody not be sin that you're not married to?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So people don't take Jesus stuff seriously.
Do they really think he didn't know what he was talking about? Do they think it was just relevant to the time, that it doesn't matter anymore? I don't know what they think.
Well, I think these single guys say, well, he says you commit adultery. So that means as long as you're not married. Okay, so you really think that's what Jesus is saying?
Mm.
That if you're married, you can't fantasize, but if you're not married, you can.
No.
I don't think so. It's just ludicrous. That's why Christians, it's okay to masturbate and look at porn. Really? Because Jesus said, if you just look at a woman and fantasize, you're in sin. How in the world can you justify masturbating? In this case, these guys justify having sex.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, again, because the Christian church, all you pastors and Christian leaders out there, listen to me. The reason why there are churches like this and in Austria or in America, everywhere, there's millions upon hundreds of millions of people who've accepted the Christian message, but have basically never heard from you about sex. So they just add their own
values.
That's
true.
Right.
That's true if they haven't heard it.
I mean, really? You know, go to a Muslim website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Google, go to a Muslim website and see what they say about sex.
Did you hear what happened recently?
A single man does not have sex unless he's married. Muslim men do not masturbate.
Right.
Okay? I mean, they're very, very clear about the morality. Go to a conservative Jewish website.
Mm-hmm.
See the same, because they get the same questions we get.
Right.
Their answers are unequivocal, mm-hmm. very clear. How is it that other religions can be more clear in the morality than the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because when it comes to Christianity, well, you probably shouldn't, but... and. Well, God loves you anyway. And
it's that whole big grace thing that you were talking about
before. But they don't even stand for anything. When was the last time you heard a pastor in the pulpit talk about sex? When was the last time in a pulpit you heard a pastor address pornography? When was the last time in a pulpit you heard a man of God refer to masturbation? I dare say 99.9% of all of you would answer never.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pastors go, gee, well, I don't know why we're having this problem. I don't really.
There's a reason why we're having this problem.
Did you hear what happened over?
Anyway, I think we should take.
Yes, I put a
compilation of scriptures. We'll just put a link, and then every time someone asks, like, where's the Bible? Then we'll just send it to you. You can go to send you the site, and you can read all the scriptures you want about morality and sex. Mm-hmm. And just because the Bible does not literally put the phrase, thou shalt not screw, does not mean it's okay to do it.
Sure.
It's pretty clear.
We heard about the stoning over in Afghanistan just recently for a couple who were found to be engaged in an adulterous affair. They stoned them to death just recently.
Married? They were married, each married to other people?
Yes.
Committing adultery, yeah.
And they were stoned to death.
Yeah.
I don't think it was such a bad thing.
I mean, just interesting. You know, you do the comparison. You take a look at a Muslim website.
It's terrible to say, but you Sharia. Know, seriously, if you know that's the penalty and you're dumb enough to do it, what the heck? I mean, it's one thing if you were in, you know, America where everything goes and they drag you out of your bed and do it. I mean, stone you because you get caught. But there, you know what the penalties are. Why would you do it?
It's just amazing.
I know that Amnesty International people will be after me.
I know, because you're nationally known.
Seriously.
All right.
Okay, next email. Dear Mark, I want to thank you and your lovely hosts, must be talking about me, not you, Ross, for answering my questions. I am a single Christian woman in my early 20s, and I think you are awesome. Again, must be talking to me and Mark, not to Ross. She says, you are off the chain.
What does that mean?
That must be referring to me then.
That must be. Yeah, okay. It means you're really cool, I guess.
Off the hizzle chain. For shizzle.
Off the chain.
Cool. I quit being cool like 40 years ago.
Okay, I was going to say 30, but I didn't want to hear your response.
Then the chain comment must be for you, Ross.
The cool thing. I don't understand the cool thing.
Cool.
And you women confuse us. Because when I grew up, all the men my age know, when you grew up, your mother always told you, tuck in your shirt.
Yes.
Tuck in your shirt, right?
But I'm on
your mother said, tuck. All you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Tuck in your
shirt. Tuck in your shirt.
Pull up now, your pants.
Now, my wife says, don't tuck in your shirt. What do you mean don't tuck it? It's not cool if you tuck it. What do you mean it's not cool? Don't tuck it. So now I don't tuck in my shirt. And I know it's going to happen. My granddaughter one day is going to be walking along with me saying, Grandpa, tuck in your shirt. Hello, what's with you people?
Shows tuck it in,
don't
belly.
Tuck it in, tuck it.
I was going to say, but
shows
I was
off your belly.
Trying to refrain.
If when you leave it untucked, your belly's too big. Hides. It conceals.
I'm just saying. Cool now is you don't tuck in your shirt.
No, cool now is that you let your pants hang down around your knees so your crotch
so
looks
dumb.
Like it's between your kneecaps.
So dumb.
And your boxers are showing, right? You've seen this?
Yes, it's so dumb looking.
That's cool now?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that went out with pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground. No.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Wearing t-shirts from Big and Tall.
Just to hang down far enough.
Looking
to,
like Dorf does golf.
Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous.
How do they walk like that?
They might trip and fall.
It's.
I haven't seen anything. You've seen people walk around like this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a very troubled gait.
Mm-hmm. You have a hard time walking.
And they hold their crotch,
when the
too.
Only thing that
so they slouch. They look like Cro-Magnon Man. Because in order to actually grab your crotch, you got to be down by your knees, right?
Oh, it's a really, really ugly image.
That's cool. Tuck in your shirt? No, pull up your pants.
Okay, can we answer this poor girl's question?
Tuck it in, pull it out, tuck it in, pull it out. What the heck?
I guarantee you.
And when they bury me, they're going to be arguing. Do you tuck in a shirt or you don't?
We'll do half and half.
We'll tuck one inside in and leave the other side out.
Unitard, actually, for you.
I
want to be buried in a leotard. What do you call it? Unitard.
Unitard, not a leotard.
Leotard.
That would be scary.
A leotard.
Gentlemen.
I want to be buried in a leotard.
Gentlemen,
what?
Stop.
Oh, your daughter will be able to
why
help
not?
Arrange
I can just
that.
Be buried in a leotard.
That'll work for me. Okay.
Great. Then you have to worry about why'd you tuck in.
That's right. Nothing.
They only show you from the waist up anyways.
No, I want the whole thing.
We have tights on with that leotard.
From head to toe?
How about a tutu?
I want someone to take me to a taxidermist.
Yes, I know. We talked
had
about
that
this.
Discussion.
So I can be stuffed and stand up, and I'll just be standing in your living room, Ross.
That's just weird. That's just weird.
Yeah.
You can automate my arms moving back and forth, my head twisting.
Oh, my.
Okay, now stop. Stop. You really want to hear this question.
Scar my children
you really
forever.
Do. You want to hear this question because I promise you, you have never been asked this before. This is a brand new one for the show.
All right.
She said, a while back, a male classmate who was interested in me asked if I was a virgin, to which I replied, yes.
Good for you.
He then said that he wasn't surprised because there was something about me that told him that I was. When I asked him what gave it away, he said that he just couldn't quite put his finger on it.
And that's that why she's a virgin, because you couldn't put your finger on it.
But
yeah. As long as you keep your finger off it, you will remain a virgin.
But he said he just knew, and he stated that I was doing a good and beautiful thing by saving myself. So my question is, do virgins put off a vibe that men pick up on? What are the signs or giveaways? I told you you never had that question before.
What are the signs of a virgin?
Do the virgins give off a vibe that men pick up on, and what are the signs or giveaways?
Well, I can tell you what my sign was. Can we be friends? No. And she ran away from me. That was a pretty strong sign that she was a virgin, because I'm sure...
It could be a sign that you smelled.
Yeah. We will
ponder the virgin question, because this takes some thinking, and we'll be back right after this break.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions, giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
He still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but he better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
better toe the line. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. We just had an email asking if virgins put out a vibe, a virgin vibe. I would probably say yeah.
Don't you think it's more of what they don't put off than what they do put off?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It's just counterculture.
Well, I mean, you're not going to act like all the hoes out
exactly.
there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to come
if
off.
Women who are cheap, who throw themselves at men, who just, oh, you're looking at my boobs. You know, and you actually have a little bit of class about yourself, and you don't You know, now, it's entirely possible that a woman who is not a virgin, who is not doing life right, would put out the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not about the status. I said this, you know, a week or so ago. Morality is not about the status of your vagina. It's about the condition of your heart. That's why it irritates me when women, you know, who are having sex with their boyfriends, Christian women, and I ask them about why you're doing that. I say, well, I'm not a virgin anymore. It doesn't matter. It's not about whether or not you're a virgin. Morality isn't based on mm-hmm. the condition of your woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the condition of your heart. And I have met women, because I think right now, that would pretty much put out the same vibe as a virgin would, who were no more virgins than the man in the moon.
Sure.
But they were now.
Yep.
We call them born-again virgins.
Born-again virgins,
right.
It's about an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So that a man would pick up the fact that you are not walking in a lust-based approach to life. Yeah, I think men can pick that up.
How you carry yourself, how mm-hmm. you act, how you talk, how you dress.
Yep.
All yeah,
that
of
would
it.
Be the, there's something different about you.
Yes.
That's exactly what it
You're
is.
You're not a skank and a hoe.
Yep. That's don't be exactly. a skank and a hoe, don't be a skank and a hoe. Come on, Ross, you need to come up with a song. Skank and a hoe song.
I will.
Don't be a skank and a hoe.
I'll do it with my
hoe.
Auto-tune app on my iPhone, and I'll come and sound just like the Black Eyed Peas or T-Pain.
There you
and
are.
Cause your ears a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
With my lyrical wit.
Oh, by the way, I was saying the other day that was not a auto-tune, it's a flanger. Actually, it is an auto-tune.
Yes.
They just set it on settings that make it flange.
Mm. Correct.
So,
for
those of
you
technical
both right.
out there. Yeah.
You were half right and half right. Okay, another half
question.
Half-wit. He's a half-wit.
Half-wit.
It only makes sense.
I concur with that.
It only makes sense when one is a half-wit to get things half right.
That's right.
Okay, I don't think we've ever had this question either. It has been found more and more that wives are choosing to keep their maiden names. They either hyphenate it or just keep their maiden name altogether after they get married. The reason seems to be genuine, especially when there are no sons in the family to carry on the father's name. But to me, it seems as a dishonor not to take a husband's full name, hyphenated, and altogether. It appears as an indication of a lack of allegiance, trust, faithfulness, and respect. It appears to be evidence of a remnant of cleaving rather than leaving. Am I being too unreasonable? To such a viewpoint?
You get the go button. That's what I think. Look, who cares? Now, if it's a big deal to you, then make mm-hmm. it a big deal to you, and then don't marry some girl who's going to hyphenate her name.
Yeah.
You know, so I cut him slack. If it's a big deal, then just say, but leave
it's
everybody else alone.
To you.
What
Let
do you care?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just culture. It has nothing to do with righteousness mm-hmm. or holiness. In Latin America, women often don't take anyone's name at all. You know, like Chris Farrell's wife's
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I call her Senora Chavez. I don't call her Senora Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Those are her name. They don't take the name at all.
They don't take
well,
it.
You know,
they keep
so,
their
yeah,
name.
So who cares? You know? Or if they hyphenate it, so what?
What is it with the, there's a part of the Latino culture where they actually have like two last names. Aren't they taking like the,
yeah,
the name from the mother
as
well as the father?
Yeah.
Like, Martinez, Rodriguez, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll add all kinds of names on it, hang on to names, a part of culture and respect, so it's fine.
I mean, it was when you tried to have me change my name to Gunger. That's
you
when
should
I kinda...
change your name to Gunger.
We should all change our name to Gunger.
That's right, the whole world. Gung-
legally change our names to Gunger.
So I will say, look, if it's a big deal to you, and it's fair in your own little world view, mm-hmm. I wouldn't like my wife to go around as Debbie Stabenow.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want it.
Right.
Okay. She didn't do it. It's not the end of the world if she does it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't like it. Right. I married a girl who had no problem taking my name. So, it's, I mean, these are the kind of things that should never be an issue after you get married. I'll tell you that.
Well, you need to take care of that right up front.
Right away.
Oh, yeah. You know this stuff early on. But if I know other people like Michelle Wiener Davis,
mm-hmm.
who felt compelled to hang on to the name Wiener, I have no idea why.
I probably would have, though, too.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would have hung on to it?
Well, no, I mean, but yes. Yes, I would have.
What about the wiener?
What a great conversation, you know, starter.
And also, who cares?
Right.
She hangs on to the name, hang on to the name. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's not a big insult to your manhood.
Well, to some people it is, apparently. To
if it's a big
question,
deal to him, just don't marry a girl
like
that.
Is he being unreasonable? No, yes, but
to the women
do
who think you'd be unreasonable, they won't date you.
Yeah.
They won't marry you.
If it's a big deal, they'll make it known up front so you don't argue about it.
Yeah.
When you're signing the marriage certificate.
But I've seen couples have this argument, you know, 2, 3, 4 years into their marriage.
Well, why? Why because would you even argue about
it? Because people are idiots. They argue about, they don't set, well, I don't know what they're doing during the date. Well, I do. They're screwing their brains out during the dating process. That's when they're not thinking. Talk mm-hmm. these things through.
Yeah.
Now, after you're married, you're finding out she doesn't want to be called your name? Really? How do you do that?
I don't know, because that should have been settled long time ago.
People get married. I hate her mother. I hate her.
You didn't know this before you marry the girl?
If you're having sex on the second or third date, like you
said. Well, 58% of women in their 40s have sex on the first date.
The one thing that I could see where it could come up later in marriage is if she kept her name and then they had children and then you have to start trying to decipher how does the child's last name go. I can see how that would happen. If they didn't talk about that ahead of time. But they should have.
Apparently, they don't talk about anything.
Apparently not.
They're too busy ripping each other's clothes off.
All they're doing is the horizontal mambo, Ross. Is that what you call it?
I don't...
They're not having conversation. Mambo, they're having no conversations.
Good night. You just...
And this is the issue?
What's the issue?
The name?
He wanted to know if it's... Yeah. I don't know if it was with his dating or if it was just a comment in general. He didn't make it personal.
Wow.
He didn't make it personal. I mean, I can see...
bigger fish to fry in the world than worrying about...
No, I just know couples constantly fight about things that...
Don't matter.
No, they do matter, but you should have been talking about this before you got married. Sure.
You didn't talk about it beforehand?
When they're dating, they're just, you know, and always it's because they're having sex.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Doing the mambo.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery.
What is this?
The native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute. Something's wrong, 'cause now it's
Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo.
There's a long time getting to that.
Mixed up a Siciliano. All you Calabrese do.
This is not where Mark says, please stand up in your cubicle right now and do the horizontal mambo.
Stop doing the horizontal mambo, you people.
Good heavens.
That's why they're not having conversations. You know that. You know darn well that's why.
No, I know.
They're too busy.
I'm not exaggerating. They're all caught up in the physical buzz.
Yeah, that they don't even think about money and kids.
People who get caught up in the physical. You want to have a terrible marriage, girls? Just start having sex with the guy you're dating. That's all you got to do. See what happens then. Because I'm sure you'll be emailing me in about 6 months. My marriage is in hell. Pray for me. Sprinkle me with pixie dust. Anyway,
that's enough for today.
I'm sorry. It was a very angry show for you today, wasn't it?
Nah, I'm an angry man. What can I say? Hey, I'm going to be in...
darkness, Diane.
In, where am I going to be? I'm going to be in Kansas City, Kansas.
Olathe,
Kansas tonight. Check it out at our website, laughyourway.com. Hopefully you'll stop by and check it out. Jimmy Bradshaw's going to be with us. We're going to have fun. Anyway, see y'all tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.